Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels! This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Diggs. Right now, I'm talking to Deatra Didi Jackson, the narrator for our story about Sojourner Truth. Go check it out if you haven't already. Hi, Didi. Thanks for being here. Can you introduce yourself?
So my name is Deatra Jackson. Everybody calls me Didi. I use she, her pronouns, and I am the national director of BYP 100, which stands for Black Youth Project 100.
Didi, in Sojourner Truth's story, she gained strength from the words of her mother. Is there a woman in your life who inspires you in that way?
I would have to say it's my grandmom, my mom's mom. She lives here in Durham, and she was a professor. She taught English literature and African American literature, and she was always pressing me and my sisters to read and know our history, and also know that the way that our lives are being carried out is not the way that it should be, and that activism and finding your voice is also really, really important to what we need to achieve and to feel like better in life and to be better humans.
Your organization, Black Youth Project 100, empowers young Black activists. Can kids and younger people really make big changes?
I think if we pay attention to history and take a look at some of the really pivotal, critical moments that has shaped the entire history of our countries, it's been led by young people. Thinking about the 1960s and the civil rights movement was led by young people. I think about the Soweto uprisings in South Africa, those were led by young people. We have the power, we have the capacity, and we have the knowledge to know what types of changes, what types of transformation needs to happen in our world, in our country, and in our communities.
Activism, fighting for equality, is such a huge job. How do you keep yourself healthy and strong for that?
When I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm feeling frustrated by the world, honestly, my mode of outlet is, number one, running. I run pretty much every day. And talking to my friends and family. I just talk to them, and it helps to kind of calm me down and realize that what I'm thinking is not wrong, and I don't have to sit with it. I don't have to internalize it and let it affect my health and impact everything around me. That's one main piece for me that I do.
Okay, Didi. If you could go back and give yourself some advice when you were my age, what would you say?
I would tell little Didi to not try to be anybody else. I think that I was a pretty active child. And I was just like wearing my mom out, just like driving me everywhere around the city. And I think that I was trying to be in control of my life as a child, essentially. And just really want to tell little Didi, like, just relax. It's really okay. You can be whoever you are, and people will still want to be your friend. People will still want to be around you. People still want to learn from you. I didn't tell myself that enough.
That's really good advice. So finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I think what makes me a rebel girl is that I really try to understand as much people's stories as possible. I feel like stories carry experience, but stories also carry wisdom. And I think hearing folks' stories are what helps me to think about the type of human being I want to be, let alone a Black woman, but like really the type of human that I want to be for other people. And what are the learnings and lessons that I feel like I should pass on to the future generations?
Thank you, Dee Dee. And thank you for listening. If you liked the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.